In New York today, a top U.S. State Department official meets with his North Korean counterpart to talk about normalizing ties between the two countries. The U.S. agreed to set up this working group as part of a package of incentives to persuade North Korea to shut down a nuclear reactor. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
There's more than 50 years of animosity to work through if the U.S. is ever to really normalize ties with North Korea.
I find myself thinking about the old Chinese saying that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
That's Donald Gregg, president of the Korea Society, which is hosting North Korean negotiator Kim Kae-gwan in New York today before the official talks get underway. Gregg says there's a long list of issues to discuss. North Korea is on just about every State Department blacklist. The Treasury Department has taken steps to crack down on illicit North Korean financial activities. And looking back further into history, there's still no peace agreement ending the Korean War, just a 1953 armistice.
There has to be the end of an armistice and the signing of a peace treaty. The North Koreans want to be taken off the list of nations sponsoring terrorism. So yes, there's a whole list of things that we have to work at, but they were just all lying completely fallow for the last 6.5 years.
State Department officials say no one should expect any breakthroughs in these initial meetings in New York. The talks are mainly about how to organize the working group and set the agenda. The U.S. negotiator, Christopher Hill, reassured skeptical lawmakers last week that the U.S. isn't rushing into anything.
We will begin the process of addressing our bilateral ties with the intention of eventual normalization. I want to emphasize the word to begin because we have a lot of bilateral issues we need to talk about.
Hill was reminded of some at the House Foreign Affairs hearing from Chairman Tom Lantos, a California Democrat. Lantos praised Hill's diplomatic skills, but raised concerns about whether North Korea will abide by the deal negotiated in Beijing.
The critically important issues of destabilizing missiles, human rights, democracy, and refugees have yet to be tackled. The U.S. and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea can never have a fully normal relationship absent progress on these important fronts.
But Gyok Shin, director of the Shorenstein Asia-Pacific Center at Stanford, says there is some momentum now, and he hopes today's meetings could build on that.
The major complaint that North Korea has had was that they're not getting any respect from the United States. So the first step, I think, is to give respect to North Korea. I mean, you don't have to like them, but still recognition of that is very important.
Shin credits the Bush administration with a newfound flexibility on this issue. The Korea Society's Donald Gregg says he's more optimistic now than any time since President Bush has been in office. But he says the North Koreans will be testing this. And as he prepares to host Kim Kae-gwan in New York today, he was reminded of one of his previous conversations with the North Korean official about why Pyongyang didn't take the path that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi took when he gave up his nuclear programs.
I mentioned this to Kim Kae-gwan, who's coming as part of this, and he said, stop dreaming about Libya. He said that happened after months of talks, and we haven't had any substantive talks with you yet.
That was well before U.S. negotiator Christopher Hill met with Kim Kae-gwan in Berlin, a meeting that ultimately paved the way to today's talks in New York. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.